The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. The 13th of October, Monday, we're starting another week. Where did the weekend go? You know, it was Friday. And then the next thing you know, you're pushing me with both feet out of the bed, saying, "Get up, you lazy slug." And I went, oh, can't be.
Well,
it's,
you know what
it's
happens?
Saturday. It's Saturday.
When we have this weather change,
I'm hearing
from a lot of people about allergies and colds. And, you know, it's just the weather change. It's flipping and flopping. But let's find out what day of the month it is.
Well, it's 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Okay, Ben. I can tell you he forewarned me what national day it is.
It's Alex, but that's okay.
What did I say?
Ben.
Well, it's because I'm used to Ben.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, Alex.
Well, Alex, we appreciate you.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll roll with it.
I mean, I've been talking to you all morning.
I'll try.
No, that's on me.
An impression of Ben.
I think I should quit and go home. Except she won't let me.
I think part of the season change, you know, it's darker, it's cooler, and so it makes you a little more, you know, dreary, or you want to sleep in all day, you know. But today is National Columbus Day, of course.
Oh, yes.
And National Kick Butt Day.
National Kick Butt Day.
All right, we can talk about that.
And I think it's Indigenous American Day, too.
Yep.
That was there for a while, but I'm not sure if that was dropped or... But we can still say it.
Yeah, we can say it.
Absolutely, we should.
And now, what's closed today? Banks are closed today.
I wondered if I should take out the trash.
Federal. No, you should, because I looked it up and it took ours out.
Oh, okay.
And they're out there.
All right.
Columbus Day is not one of the ones. But neither is Veterans Day. Veterans Day is another not... They'll still collect trash. They'll collect trash on Veterans Day, which is this year will be a Tuesday, so it doesn't impact on us. But and that's interesting. Yeah, Juneteenth is a non-collection day.
Okay.
So I'm all confused about what are holidays and what aren't. I know that we here at
we work on Veterans Day.
Free Fire Media Inc.
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't. No, we don't. We have,
mm-hmm.
but we're not this year. Anyway,
well, we have so many things that are important to cover.
We do Thanksgiving. We do Christmas, of course. We do New Year's. We do Veterans
Day. Like take time off. Yeah.
Yeah, those days we shut down. And then there's other days we shut down just because we feel like it and give everybody days off. And that's one of the things about when you own the station. You can do those things. Yep, and Alex is in there. He's agreeing, right?
Right.
Yeah, and so do the rest of the staff. We are? Are we getting the Friday after Thanksgiving off? Yes! We're taking off Thanksgiving and the day after Thanksgiving. Oh, come on. I am in here. I'm on a roll here.
Oh, you're on a roll.
But
okay.
You need to do the weather because it's raining
well,
everywhere.
It's about 55 degrees will be our highs today, and we do have showers. So I looked out this morning because I got up super early and I went out. You know, I look and see if the stars are out. So there were stars, but there were clouds. So I knew that there was going to be a forecast of showers and likely then mostly cloudy. So that is going to be moving around today. Tomorrow looks like there's about 40% chance of showers with a high of 64. Just remember, today's only 55. The highs 64 tomorrow. Chance of showers tomorrow night with overnight lows of 50. And Wednesday's calling for 64, partly sunny. Mostly clear Wednesday night with overnight lows of 49. Then we jump back up on Thursday with a 75, sunny and partly cloudy on that night with 53. And Friday, 77. Don't put those t-shirts away yet, because Friday is 77 and Saturday will be 77. and Sunday around 70. So we've got these showers with cooler weathers in the next few days. And then at the end of the week, you can look forward to sunny skies. The weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, the Kinney family, who own Shasta Gas Propane, three generations strong, 365-3793 for all of your propane needs, a veteran-owned business.
You know, I got to capture him when he comes back into town. They're traveling. They travel a lot now. And I got to capture him when he comes back in town because I love having Chuck on. He talks about a lot of things that are real important to we as a community. But here's the big news. Israel celebrated on Monday the release of the remaining hostages taken by Hamas on October 7th, 2023. As the first phase in the U.S. brokered ceasefire plan was met with joy around the world. And you know what? It is joyful. Now,
I've got a text last night from a friend of ours who is Israeli, but an American, and an American. She says, nobody can sleep. And everyone says, in capital letters, thank you and God bless you, President Trump. All of Jerusalem is covered in red, white, and blue. Before that, she sent a text. This is Israel now. We are waiting for the hostages.
Yeah.
And so that's from, she sent that out last night at 9:34.
She'd been in a good friend of ours, she and her husband. And she'd been in the Israeli army, had been a member of the Israeli Defense Force. And there's a doctor now here in the United States. But it's funny. And we're talking firearms one night. She says, I can tear down a Glock. So I gave her a chance. And you know what?
She could.
She could tear down a Glock. Okay. Anyway, the 20 Israeli hostages in Gaza were transferred to the International Committee of the Red Cross. They released 2,000 Palestinian prisoners. Yeah. That was part of the deal.
Well?
It was part of the deal. So they didn't say, I'm sure there'll be more about the remains of hostages who died in Hamas. And Richard, good morning. Richard, you're on. Good morning.
Hey, Carl, I was listening for your monthly announcements and holidays and such. I did not hear you say that today is the 250th birthday of the U.S. Navy.
Oh,
Wait. How did we miss that one? It's because it's because the Navy does not celebrate their birthday like the Marine Corps does. And but you're right, I should have, because God bless them too. 250 years are the strongest Navy in the world and getting stronger.
Remember in that quote in The Few Good Men, when Kiefer Sutherland says, we love you, Navy guys. Every time we Marines want to fight, you give us a ride. Remember that?
I remember that. And, and you know what? And Marines will still bring up the Battle of Guadalcanal when the Navy left them on the beach. And Navy still gets embarrassed about it. I mean, it was in like 1942. It was only, how long ago was that?
I'm a proud veteran, a proud, honorably retired Navy veteran. I was proud to serve 16 of my 21 years in the Navy. Anyway, so.
I didn't know you were in the Navy.
Yes, sir. Active Reserve Navy. Also did a little bit of National Guard time with a 1-year stint active Army.
Yeah, that's what I knew about. Was your army time. But thank you so much for your service. And you know what? I tell you what. I was on I deployed with a special operations capable Marine Expeditionary Unit, and we floated 6 months with the Navy. And very professional. It was probably one of my best tours I ever had. It was great. Yeah.
Well, I know you got a break. Quick story, though. For about 6 months, we had some coasties, right? You know what a coastie is, Carl.
Coast Guard.
We had some we had coasties come on board for 6 months with us on my ship, and we went to the Panama Canal to the east side of South America, and we did drug interdiction for like 6 months, the little freighters and all that, and then back through the Panama Canal. I think that was probably that was really cool, working with the coasties. Anyways, I'll get off here.
Well, thanks for reminding me, because happy birthday, United States Navy.
Yes.
Sister service and great people. And in fact, one of the teams I follow in college football, I don't follow many, but one of them's Navy. The other one's Oregon. Navy had, came back and won the game in the last 40-something seconds when their quarterback, Blake Horvath, broke. He went through the line, the opposing line of Rice, and ran it something like 48, 50 yards for a touchdown with like 30 seconds left. Otherwise, Rice gave Navy everything they wanted. And of course, Oregon, our Ducks, lost to Indiana.
Hmm.
Oh, wow.
Well, on that note,
what a great game that was. So Indiana, you know, people were saying that they don't deserve to be in the top group. But, yeah, obviously they do. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back, I think, with Community Calendar.
Ready for Grange After Hours, presented by Georgia Boot. Join us October 18th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Reading Grange Co-op for an evening of exciting deals and prizes. Spend $100 and get a $20 gift card. Spend $200, get a $50 gift card. Or go big and spend $500 and get a $150 gift card. Plus, the first 50 customers will receive swag bags filled with goodies. Don't miss your chance to win amazing raffle prizes, too. Remember, this exclusive event at the Reading Grange Co-op store is at 55 Lake Boulevard, October 18th from 6:30 to 8. We'll see you there.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor, call 530-238-2383.
Yeah, boom, 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 boom. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here it's a Monday, the 13th of October, 7:19 in the morning, and about 49 degrees. Is that right?
49 degrees? 55.
55
degrees. But again,
degrees.
We have these very various five or six different climate areas, so it can't
Why
be
am I wearing my vest?
Now? I don't know. I put mine on this morning as well.
No, it was. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Are we, is Anne Marie there?
She hung up. Hopefully she'll call back.
Well, she was here though, right? Okay. All right. Let's just move on. It is, you know what, it is chilly today. So, let me see. Things that are going on. Oh, you know, this is kind of sad news, in a way. Toys for Tots here in Renton is not going on. And it's kind of strange. Not strange. It's not a surprise. And I'll tell you why. They have the same people doing the Toys for Tots every year. And they have at this point, and they've kind of like a lot of other organizations started aging out.
Yeah, this is what we're noticing.
And so it's not a big surprise that it happened. It's a lot of work. I mean, they're out there collecting 1,000 toys, and then you're trying to warehouse them, and then you get them out and all that, and they just need, you know, they just couldn't get the assistance they needed. A lot of times when you've got Marine Reserve units in the area, Marine Reserve units take care of all that. But this was just kind of an act of love. Now, does this mean toys aren't going to be collected? Of course not. They're going to be collected. It'll be different organizations, and then toys will get out. So if you give toys to Toys for Tots, look around and see which others that we have that are out there collecting toys. Big shout out though to Ted Sylvester, who is the I'm sorry, he wasn't the one that was doing it directly. But the ones here in town were. But they said the Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots program is truly a grassroots effort. In areas without a Marine Reserve unit, campaigns depend entirely on local volunteer organizations stepping forward to coordinate the program. And for 15 years, our people here in town were the ones that did it. But the lady just recently stepped down, and no one from the county volunteered to take on Toys for Tots.
Hey, really quick, Anne Marie just called in and she wanted to let you know that every second Monday she helps out with the American Legion Auxiliary.
So she's not going to be here today.
On the second Monday.
Okay.
She wanted me to let you know so she didn't sound like she was flaking out or anything.
Okay.
Oh, no, no, that's what it was.
All right.
I did know that. I had it written down, but she wasn't here last Monday either, so I confused that.
Well, she's had a, and she and her husband are doing full-time caretaking for one of the family members. And so they're going back and forth and back and forth.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's been like, we are the, you know, we've got to take care of this person that needs, breakfast, lunch, and dinner and health care and all the other stuff until they figure it out. So, you know, I commend those people who are caregivers, because that's intense.
And we're running,
speaking communities across the North State came together Sunday to honor flight nurse Susie Smith with a final ride home. We talk about people who care for, I know my parents called yesterday and said that the people on the plane, this Susie Smith, she passed away on Saturday from injuries sustained in last week's Reach helicopter crash in Sacramento. She was flown from Sacramento to Red Bluff. From there, first responders escorted her by ambulance to Palo Cedro. Along the route, members of the public lined overpasses to pay tribute.
A lot of people
joined
out
by
there.
Emergency crews from multiple EMS, fire, and law enforcement agencies.
A lot of people out there, a lot of them saying thank you and goodbye to Susie Smith, who is from Palo Cedro.
Her family is planning a celebration of life in the near future. A memorial fund, Our Angel That Flies Foundation, is being established to continue her legacy of care and service. Donations can be made at Plumas Bank on Hartnell Avenue. That's 192 Hartnell Avenue. So, you know, when my parents were talking about the site at what happened, it, you know, it was tragic, but somehow, she ended up underneath the aircraft and people, came out of their cars in shorts, flip-flops, you name it. They came. This is what we talk about, the amazing human spirit. You and I were watching America in Color last night, and we talk about what happened, the human spirit, what happens in the human spirit in a moment of crisis, how people step forward and do things. When the Reach plane, I guess, evidently crashed on Highway 50, none of the motorists, when you think about a freeway, were injured, but people jumped out of their cars and ended up trying to move that plane off of her body, that helicopter off of her body. They were just like, what do you got to do? Somebody's in peril. This is, and there's, although super tragic in losing the life of, this wonderful nurse, Susie Smith, when you think about the spirit of those who try to come to the aid to save is pretty remarkable.
You know, sometimes we forget, you know, we see the helicopters flying over us, and we have our next door neighbor, great people.
John and Martha.
John was a helicopter pilot in the Coast Guard and then went into the civilian world, and then he came, being in Reading, he was a pilot for the Reach here and would tell, he was still flying actively when I first moved here, and he'd come over to the house in his flight suit.
Yeah.
And he'd just work, you know, he'd be working at night, and we'd have, you know, people over and all that. And, he'd have his cup of coffee and go back. And then every so often when he's taken off, he'd come over to the house and hit us with the lights. And,
and
we'd wave at him.
He's fun.
And, but he talks about going out and rescuing people in the middle of nowhere, where they were going down and literally, like we would do with a, in a jungle with a canopy penetrator, drop something down and they'd hook somebody into it and bring them back up. Maybe we can get John on here to talk a little bit about, because they're picking up people. They've got medical assistance in there to stabilize people who've been injured badly, to get them to a hospital as quickly as possible, you know, especially in our area up here in the Northern California.
And Martha, his wife,
pick somebody out 100 miles away.
And Martha, his wife, was a nurse, and I believe she also worked.
She worked in emergencies.
Did she also work on the helicopter?
I'm not sure if Martha worked on the helicopter, worked in that team too, but John did for years. And sometimes we don't think about them until a tragedy like this happens. How many people's lives they save that, for us in the military, guys, you all remember this, the dust offs and, the medevacs that came in. And with the new type of equipment and everything, if we had an official medevac coming in, they had all types of stabilizing materials there and some really highly trained people that were picking up wounded. In some cases, it was just a helicopter rolling in because they were the closest there that we could load people in with a corpsman and get them back to our aid stations. And our aid stations up front, I hate to say it, but like MASH units. I mean, they were there to stabilize, save lives. And if we could get somebody back in that golden hour, they could usually save them. And then stabilize them and then get them on to further treatment. But it all starts with that helicopter rolling in some bad areas during some real trying times. And when you have somebody like Susie and you have a tragedy like this, the other two are in critical condition, but they're still alive in the hospital. So it was the goodbye, the send off for Susie was well deserved. So, okay.
One of the heroes of the North State.
All right. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the Korean veterans.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Back to school specials are here at Charlie's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlie's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlie's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. 7:32. Thanks for waking up with us or getting ready to go to work. We appreciate it.
It's going to be about 55 degrees today, and we're going to have showers, so just be prepared for that.
It's only going up to 55?
Yep. That's our highs.
Look, that's why it says it's 49 now.
I guess that's about right where we're going to hang out.
Is this why I'm wearing my vest today? My heavy vest. You know, I have a number of vests, right? And I'll be darned if I could find any of them today except this one. And so it could be because in my office at home, it's not just my stuff. I have a armoire that's 22 feet wide, 10 feet tall, that somebody has taken apart and put into my office where I cannot get in. I can't even get, you know, if the zombie apocalypse broke today, I couldn't get to my gun safe.
You could. You'd be Superman. You jump over all that wood, get right to it.
Jump over the wood, move stuff.
Probably have a few bruises, but okay. So who do we have in the studios today? What are we talking about?
We are with the Korean Veterans.
Hi, good morning.
Dick Wilkinson. And, of course, our favorite leprechaun, Frank Rose.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, okay, guys. How are y'all doing? First of all, since we're going to be talking military stuff, all of you that planned on going to the Marine Corps ball, but we're going to get your tickets late. It's too late. And we have sold out. Yeah. We have sold out 350
wow.
seats, and we cannot add any more. We are stacked.
Yep.
At Wind River for November 10th, and I guarantee you, you're going to enjoy this. Well, you would enjoy every ball, but this is our 250th. I actually heard the Commandant's early. It was on YouTube, and I heard the message.
Okay,
and it's really good, and I you know the first part of it, and then so you'll have an opportunity to hear the Commandant's message and the Sergeant Major Commandant of the Marine Corps, the head guy, and the Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps, of course. And all the other things that will be happening that evening. And you'll receive a coin unlike any other you've ever had, a challenge coin, because it was made for this, our unit, here in Redding in Shasta County, for the 250th birthday. And we only made 400 of them.
Oh, boy.
And so everybody that's coming is going to get one. And we have a few more left over. We also have an opportunity. We're going to have a raffle that night for a rifle, for a Henry rifle that's been engraved with the Marine Corps emblem and other things, and it says 250th birthday. We're only going to sell, you know, I think 200 tickets to that at a very reasonable price. So somebody that night is going to win that rifle to not take home because you have to go over and pick it up at the gun shop, but you'll be able to have another one of a kind that night. But we're here with Dick and Frank. I just want to talk about the Marine, because this is our only chance because the whole morning's filled up.
Right.
So good morning, guys.
Good morning. All right, you've got stuff to talk about.
Right. First of all, I'd like to thank Carl and Linda for allowing us a few minutes here on your radio station.
Thank you.
Anyway, this coming Saturday is our meeting at the Country Waffle. A monthly meeting is every third Saturday.
Okay.
It's the 18th, and should arrive before about 11 o'clock. We used to have breakfast there because meeting starts at 12, and we're inviting any veteran ever served in Korea or anybody who would like to attend. It's kind of open to the public, you know. If they'd like to come and see what we're about, you're welcome to be there. Anyway, it's this Saturday at the Country Waffle. And the guest is?
Well, the guest is going to be a gentleman from the National Guard and the special group that trains there. And they're called the Billy Coop Crew Number 1. And they are attached with and separately with Cal Fire, because they're trained all the time, every day, to fight fires. So we got a gentleman going to tell us about what they do and how they do it. A lot of people didn't even know that they have a unit here in town that's all they do is fight fires.
Really?
Yep.
Well, you know what? The it's not unusual for military organizations.
Right.
To help with this. The Marine Corps, before the war on terror started and this, always had a battalion of Marines that were trained in fighting fires. And they could go anywhere. You know, sometimes they'd stay in California, but a lot of times they'd be going to other states and be flown in to help fight. Because, you know, you've got like 400 Marines there that know what they're doing. So.
Okay. This last weekend and this month, which is going to be Friday the 24th and Saturday the 25th of this month, we're having Korean veterans having a fundraiser called Rose of Sharon. It's South Korea's national flower. We pass a little blue flower and ask for donations. We'll be at the parking lot at the Sportsman's Warehouse. And dictionaries, we already received 9 cases of 24 dictionaries, and our first school we'll go to is going to be Rancho Tehama on Monday, the first Monday of November, Monday the 3rd. And I happen to be the secretary of a support, the treasurer of a support group called for the Nine Road Veterans Home. And on the 28th, the last Tuesday this month, we're having Root Beer Float Social there from 2 to 3 o'clock. Okay, with this Shasta Marines, I've been selling tickets. So far, I've sold 287 of the tickets available, pre-sale tickets. And right now, I only have 24 tickets left of the Glock 19 and the Glock 17. That's all that's left, pre-event sale. And about the Glock, there's a governor signed a bill that they're gonna outlaw the sale of certain Glock or certain guns, handguns that are easily converted to machine guns, even though there's a federal law against having a machine gun. Doesn't seem to matter to the state of California.
That's Assembly Bill 1127, and it targets converter pistols or ones that can be modified. Well,
right.
Glocks. And nefarious people have found ways of putting a selector switch in there. So, but it is against law to have a machine gun. And but this is to outlaw. I mean, will this outlaw the sale of Glocks? Well, you know, some people are saying it does. So, yeah.
Anyway, the law goes in effect on July 1st the next year. So if you want to have a Glock, the deal is too. If you already have one at that date, you can keep it. But you can't buy any more in the state of California. So anyway, I have 26 tickets left. No, 24 tickets left for the Glock 19 and the Glock 17. So if you want tickets, these are for the Marine Corps, the Shasta Marine tickets for the pre-event sale. Anyway, I'm giving my phone number. Give me a call. My local number is 530-246-9131. If you want to get a Glock right now, you might win one if you buy a ticket or two.
So sounds great.
Give me a call. And I have a friend named Dusty Tomjack. He's a big 18-wheel driver for Walmart, and he dropped by my house a couple days ago and bought two tickets for two of your Shasta Marine tickets. I want to thank you, Dusty, and anyway, drive safely.
Nice. I like a shout out like that.
Anyway, also on my flyer now, I probably have 200 of these flyers all over town, and I have not received one call. It's really odd. And it's my name is on there, my phone number, and the thing of it is, if I don't make a face-to-face sale, it just does not happen. People say, well, can I have one? I'll put it in the break room. Okay, I leave one every place I go, and not one person has called me off of that flyer. That's very odd.
It's the other side. About the guns.
Yes,
yeah.
I see that. When you see the flyer, if it's on the front, though, it talks about the ball.
I put my note on the bottom of that, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Anyway, and I don't know how many people actually listen to the radio in the morning. And
we like to think a lot of people do, Dick. You don't even want to say anything like that, Dick.
I don't know how many people actually listen. I don't know, but I always advertise these gun sales. And
let me tell you, Dick. We have thousands of people that listen to this station. We have all the math on it and all that. So there's thousands that listen.
Yeah.
Now, they may not have called you, but don't take it personally. And don't say, you know, how many people come to your big barn event? You know?
Thousands.
Thousands, right? But how would you know that?
Well, we don't know the exact number, but
we know it's thousands, right?
Thousands.
I don't say anything about your big barn event, do I? You're sitting over here whacking our radio station you get on every month.
Don't be so sensitive. You'll get over it.
Okay, so we're feisty this morning. What else do we need to get out there?
You know, again, when I go visit people, I give them one of these flyers, you know, for my cousins.
Right.
My cousin Dennis lives in Bend, Oregon, and he's 83 years old, and he's written a first novel, and it's based on something that actually happened up there a few years ago. And he sort of made it, that's the theme of his book, and it's a mystery novel, murder novel, and it's called Malice Within, and I bought three copies at Barnes and Noble. A lot of stores have it. A paperback is $14.99 and an ebook is $9.99. And he's working on a what do they call it?
A sequel.
When you play it.
An ebook, like an audible. Right, you can listen to it on tape.
Yeah. What do they call that?
Audio book.
He's working on that right now.
Right, excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to take a quick break here, and Veterans Resource Fair is going to happen on October 16th down at the Shasta County Fairgrounds, and there's going to be about 70 vendors there, and this is for all of our veterans in Shasta County. Their families and friends have an opportunity to come and learn all about the services available in Shasta County and get answers to questions on everything from disability claims to home loans to housing assistance, community referrals, and much more. This is going to start at 8 in the morning, go to 4 p.m., October 16th at the Shasta County Fairgrounds at Lassen Hall. And it's put together by the Anderson VFW, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and Shasta County Health and Human Services. This is a way to find out all of the different resources available to our veterans and their families. October 16th, Thursday, at the Shasta County Fairgrounds in Lassen Hall. And we will be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
And good morning and welcome back to our Monday edition here on Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's the 13th of October. One of my favorite, you know, these are the favorite days of the year for me. It's always been October 13th, 14th, 15th. I love this time of year. It's when fall, when the leaves start to change color, and I'll never forget the flaming red trees that would be a color you couldn't even describe in Nashville. Back in my days when I was living there in loved the fall in the South well. And we have a beautiful right here in the North State.
Yeah, when we were corresponding when I was in Iraq, you sent me photos of the trees.
Yes.
And all the trees, and they were red. Mm-hmm. and the different, you know, when the fall was. And, of course, over there we had no trees. Palm trees.
Yeah.
But it kind of brings things, you know, kind of bring things home.
Yeah, it's beautiful in the North State,
yeah,
too. Hey, getting back to our program.
We're here with Dick Dickerson. Wilkinson, not
yeah.
Dickerson, but Dick Wilkerson and Frank Rose.
Yeah.
And we're talking, you know, we talked about the a number of things, but we're going to talk about, you know, everybody knows about the Big Red Barn.
Yeah, Commander Richard Wilkinson, Jr.
That's right.
You knew the Big Barn,
But you've also got something.
World-renowned.
It is world-renowned. You've also got something on Halloween.
Yeah, we do Halloween big time. We have a spooky room in the barn. We're lit up, and we have both chocolate and non-chocolate candy, and it doesn't cost a penny. Just come by and see us. But only on the 31st of October, only on Halloween.
It's only open one night?
That's right.
Okay.
But right. I'll have my lights on a few nights before.
Okay.
But interesting thing about Halloween, when I was a kid, my mother was very a stickler about do not take candy from a stranger.
Okay.
And we never lived in a city. We lived out of the country.
Okay.
So Halloween, my mother would buy us a little 10-cent mask and a little paper mache of jack-o'-lantern, put a candle in. At night, we'd light it, go out and run around and
aww,
have candy, and that was Halloween.
Okay.
Well, I got married, and my wife and I got married on August 17th, 1957. I was going to school in Vice City. I transferred to San Jose State. We moved to San Jose. And a few days before Halloween, my wife says, we need to buy some candy for trick-or-treat. I says, what? For trick-or-treat. I said, what are you talking about? She said, well, people knock on your door and they say trick-or-treat and you give them candy. I said, you do? I said, I never heard of that. We didn't trick-or-treat in the Navy. And so she thought, I must have married a real country hick.
Well, and
well,
so
you
that-
know what? Let's talk about that because, you never did it because you lived out in the country.
Right.
But if you lived in Frank, what about you, Frank? Did you ever go trick-or-treating back when you were a kid?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. You wait for the treat. Otherwise, you trick them.
What would you trick them? How would you trick them?
you turn their plants over on their walkway.
So you were a little vandal.
Yeah,
vandal.
Trick or treat.
So I mean, if their lights are off, would you still go do it?
No.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, but if you knocked on their door and they said, "Get out of here, you little scut," you would go turn their plants over.
I don't think I've carved a pumpkin.
Long time.
It may be like. I don't think since you and I have been married, which is 18 years, did we ever carve a pumpkin?
We have.
Oh, okay.
We
gosh.
Have. And I have found a way to carve a pumpkin that's not such a mess.
Oh, okay.
Where
well,
one of us doesn't get cut. or threatened with a knife.
You can always paint the, but it's kind of cool when you have a jack-o'-lantern and you light it from the inside. So,
well, you're going to be down in Sacramento.
Yeah,
you're leaving
yes.
me alone on Halloween.
Yes.
And I always,
you always,
I always
do.
Buy a bunch of
he does.
Candy.
And if they don't eat it, yeah. he will.
So if Dick, and Frank come over to the house
yes.
and knock on the door and say trick or treat,
right.
and I will give you all candy.
All right.
On Halloween, I'll be busy on Halloween.
You'll be busy on Halloween oh, yeah. with your big lit. So how are you how many lights would be the experience for Halloween at your barn?
I have no idea how many lights. But, you know, I'd like to thank a friend, Robert Exter. He's been helping me for over 10 years. He comes on Halloween and also Christmas. On Halloween, he kind of meters the people who I have a small room and I can't let over. Well, maybe five or six at a time, so he sort of meters of people in there. But also, he lets me know if there's a child who's, because I'm kind of hiding in there, you know. If there's a child who's scared.
Oh, my gosh.
I won't scare him at all. So he lets me know when,
yeah.
how to behave with the crowd.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
You don't start with a chainsaw and chase all everybody out.
It depends who. Why don't you come by and try it, see what happens.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of love there, I can tell right now.
Anyway, if anybody wants some these Glock tickets, I said I only got 24 left. My phone number again is 530-246-9131. If you're listening out there,
all right.
give me a call.
Okay. You need to sell these tickets, and you've always been successful. What do you think it is? People just, the word is out. You know, some years it's just sell out.
You
some
sell
years.
Every ticket every year.
You know, yeah. If I don't make a face-to-face sale, it doesn't
right.
happen. It just doesn't happen. But I use that card I just gave you.
Yes.
And I ask people, do you ever look at the, go to see the Big Red Barn
right.
for Christmas? And 80% of people say, yeah, well, we go there all the time. It's our favorite place.
I got something coming up I just remembered. For Veterans Day at Rancho Tehama School, we go over there with a convoy, and I say a convoy. I generally get the helicopter guys and the Patriot Riders, excuse me, and the Patriot Riders and the Submariners and our chapter, and then Dave Cockrell from American Legion donates 100 flags, small flags, that we go over there and do a whole program for the kids. We're called Hello Vets, and they really are into the veterans and ask all kind of important questions about veterans. So that's going to be on November the 3rd. That's the first Monday of the month. And I'm trying to round up the guys right now.
Yeah, many of the schools around here, I shouldn't say many, but several of the schools around here have Veterans Appreciation Days where Northern California Historical Group will take their helicopter out.
Right.
And kids write stuff.
Right, that's who's coming.
Yeah.
That's one of the groups.
Yeah, one of the groups that's going there. Okay, well, you're still selling those tickets, and if you want Dick to come visit you and bring you tickets, you can call him at
530-246-9131. Both of you people who are listening to this program, call me up.
Did you hear what he said?
Yeah.
Both of you people. Well, that's us right here, and I'm not going to call you now.
This was a big jab today. Loving it.
I tell you what. God, Dick.
Hey, we've got a great upcoming guest in our 8 o'clock segment that is just...
It was a surprise to us. We knew Shasta College was coming.
Right.
But they're bringing with them Matt Biondi. He's sitting out
in
our offices. Olympic swimmer, Olympic gold, Olympic medalist, participated in several Olympics. He's going to be our guest at 8 o'clock from Shasta College, and because he's heading up their swim and dive team, and we're going to be talking to him right after the news. But thank you two for being in here today.
Absolutely, having a little
Frank,
jabbing personality.
Next time we're here, I'm going to tell.
What makes you think there's going to be a next time?
I don't, maybe. I tell them that I never have proposed marriage to a woman in my life. I'm going to tell this story about that.
Oh, can't wait. You mean your present wife, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I know. I'm just... Okay.
68 years.
Oh, oh my God.
All right, hopefully we can take a break now, and we'll be right back after the news with Shasta College and Matt Bionda.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump proclaims the historic dawn of a new Middle East as he receives a hero's welcome in Israel.
Addressing Israel's parliament in Jerusalem, the president celebrated the return of the living hostages as part of the Gaza ceasefire plan.
Today the skies are calm, the guns are silent, the sirens are still, and the sun rises on a holy land that is finally at peace.
Earlier, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu told lawmakers,
Donald Trump is the greatest friend that the state of Israel has ever had in the White House.
The president said now is the time for Israel to translate its battlefield victories into peace. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is now in Egypt, where he and the Egyptian president are co-chairing a gathering of world leaders dubbed the Summit for Peace. Taking place in Sharm el-Sheikh, the summit's goal to permanently end more than 2 years of war between Israel and Hamas, following the breakthrough Trump ceasefire hostage release deal. A nor'easter bringing high winds and coastal flooding to parts of the mid-Atlantic and the northeast, where flood and high wind warnings are in place.
The coastal flooding will be across areas that typically see the coastal flooding when we have big storms. Rainfall will not be as big an impact, even though there will be heavy rainfall amounts across the northeast, anywhere from 1 to 4 inches from New York City over to Boston.
The National Weather Service's Bob Orevec, parts of New Jersey and New York, are under a flood emergency declaration. No end in sight to the government shutdown. It's now day 13. Federal workers not being paid, although President Trump directed War Secretary Hegseth to scrape together funds to pay members of the military. Watching Wall Street, the rally rolls on. The Dow is up 474 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index ahead almost 400 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-226-5454. That's 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
Are you stressed out? British researchers say the nose.
Starting from 2023.
That's me in a scientific stress test. I could feel my heart rate increasing, palms sweating, but a thermal camera also revealed that the temperature of my nose dropped by about 2 degrees. That test was carried out by a research team who found that thermal cameras can be used to measure stress levels, picking up this nasal temperature dip. It's caused by our nervous systems pushing blood flow to our eyes and ears so we can look and listen out for danger. It's a new non-invasive way to measure stress and monitor our response to it. So the researchers hope it will lead to new ways to help people recover and regain their calm.
That's the BBC's Victoria Gill. France's newly reappointed Prime Minister Le Cornu has named a new government. He's facing pressure to urgently produce a budget and quell political unrest that's scarring businesses and staining the country's image. News and analysis, townhall.com. Police continue their investigation of yesterday's deadly shooting at a South Carolina nightclub. Apparently, no arrests just yet.
A mass shooting at a crowded bar on an idyllic South Carolina island leaves at least 4 people dead and more than a dozen injured. Beaufort police say four of the injured were taken to the hospital in critical condition. The shooting took place around 1 a.m. Sunday at Willie's Bar and Grill on St. Helena Island. Police say multiple victims and witnesses ran to the nearby businesses and properties trying to get away from the gunfire. They're calling it a tragic and difficult incident for everyone and asking for patience as they investigate. I'm Julie Walker.
Churches located near the scene of a powerful explosion at a rural Tennessee plant devoted their Sunday services to the 16 victims and their families as nearby communities mourn the loss of life. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome to our morning edition here. It's the 8 o'clock hour on Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. This so is
we've been
96.
Oh, he doesn't have his mic turned on because we switched all the mics
I know.
Around.
KTNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. Your talk radio streaming across the World Wide Web. I don't know. That kind of sounds dark. I don't mean it to be the dark web, but the big wide web.
KCNR1460.com. Today, the 13th of October, and the news at the top of the hour brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Also, it's the Navy's birthday, 250th birthday, and it's also Kick Butt Day National. So, I mean, it's kind of like with the Navy and kicking butt. All that.
Well, we have Indigenous Day and Columbus Day today. For those of you who maybe have a holiday or not, we have showers with a high of just only 55 today. And it looks like, believe it or not, only 55, but it still feels like, you know, kind of humid outside. That's because we have showers with about 70% precipitation. That's what we're feeling right now with overnight lows of 48. Tomorrow calls for 64, chance of showers once again on Tuesday night, overnight lows of 50. Now on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 64, and Thursday we head up to 75. Beautiful day. And Friday, 77. Also a sunny day as well. And then through the weekend, we just go right back into a beautiful Saturday with 77. Slight chance of showers coming back on Sunday with a high near 70. There's your forecast for the week. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, a veteran-owned business located out of Anderson, three generations strong. The Kinney family always doing wonderful work. And doing behind-the-scenes angel work for our North State area. 365-3793.
Always veteran and senior discounts.
Yes.
Today we have our friends from Shasta College, one of our favorite times of the month. Good morning, Peter Griggs.
Well, good morning to both you and Linda. It's great to be on again.
There we go. Yeah, we've got you back on the other mic.
Uh-huh, yes.
Hey, buddy.
I switched around here just a little bit on you.
And we always appreciate having you on because you bring just the most phenomenal, interesting guests. And I always feel like I learn something every time Shasta College comes on.
Well, Linda, the great secret here is so do I, right? It's a wonderful hour for me to really do a deep dive with our instructors, with any of our programs, with our coaches. So this is a great hour for me as well, and I know that our public gets a lot out of it. So we're happy to be here, and thanks for allowing us to share.
Sounds great.
You've got a number of things getting ready to start. With Christmas and all the holidays coming up too.
Yeah, this is going to be our busy season. So we have a lot. Anyone out there who likes to take part in our symphony productions, we have our theater, of course, going on with Midsummer Night's Dream.
Oh, that's right. We've got a commercial. I think we have tickets to give away too.
Excellent. Yes. Yeah. Yes. So that happened last weekend, and we still have another chance this weekend. So don't want to miss that. But you're right, Carl. We've got a lot coming up.
Right, and then let's not forget about Christmas trees and the whole thing that goes on in December, which will...
Well, we're bringing out the farm.
There we go.
So they always come out and help us with the Christmas tree sales and talk about that, so we're excited. But today...
Yes.
Today
we are here with our swim coach, our new swim coach for the Shasta Knights, Matt Biondi. And so we're really honored that Matt was able to take a little bit of time here this morning with us. And so with that introduction, I'm going to turn it over to you both and... You're from Matt.
So, is your new swim coach, is he qualified?
I understand that he has a little play pool at home, a little Intex, and he's done a little swimming here and there, I think.
Welcome, Matt.
Yeah, good morning, Matt.
The truth is, the diving might be a little sketchy, but I got the swimming part down.
You know, can I just give a little background that Matt competed? He's an 11-time Olympic medalist and former world record holder in 5 events.
Makes me want to cry.
And competed in the Summer Olympic Games in 84, 88, and 92, winning a total of 11 medals, 8 gold, 2 silver, and 1 bronze. And during his career, he set 3 individual world records in the 50-meter freestyle and 4 in the 100-meter freestyle. At the 88 Olympic Games, Matt won 5 gold medals, setting world records in the 50-meter freestyle and 3 relay events, and is a member of the International Swimming Hall of Fame and the United States Olympic Hall of Fame.
Wow.
I mean,
right.
That was pretty good.
And now...
And the one thing you notice that you don't notice in while you watch the Olympics is that Matt's 6'7" tall.
Right.
And
got that wingspan.
And as you said, you know, about why we can't tell that is because of the size of everybody.
Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, about the height, it's remarkable how many people will see my size and how big my hands are, and they'll say, oh, no wonder you won. You just dove in and touched the other end before everybody else. But Sven Lochevsky from former East Germany was the tallest swimmer that I ever swam against, and he was 7'2".
Whoa!
Michael Gross was 6'9". Stefan Kerome came in at 6'9". So I was just a little kid on the block there at 6'7".
Does that make a difference when you're swimming, especially in the sprints?
I think the physics of it proves. I think, you know, you look at racing, America's Cup, yachting. They regulate the races by hull length. The longer the hull length, the faster the capability for the speed. So swimmers do tend to be tall and lean, not so bulky, muscular, but certainly very fit. Interesting, Spitz and Phelps were not particularly tall, but they do all have one thing in common, is a long torso and unusually long arms.
So the wingspan,
yeah, big hands.
So,
big feet help a lot.
I grew up in Sacramento, so Sherm Shavor.
Okay.
And the whole Arden Hills, Mark Spitz.
Yeah, dynasty.
Yeah, and so I have an absolute respect and an admiration. I remember it being at Rio Americano, and a lot of those guys that were under Sherm Shavor, the real hardcore swimmers, and they're also water polo and swimming. So you could always tell because they always had the chlorine hair, and they were tall, and they had that, again, long torsos, long wingspans. And I know the commitment. It's like people don't understand. It's almost like when, you know, your life is in the pool.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning commitment, because size is just one piece of the puzzle. As a coach, I can tell within the first couple weeks who are my swimmers who are going to work hard for me. And who are there because they need to be there, or somebody else wants them to be there. Their heart's not particularly in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's another dynamic, which is the support group. And it doesn't necessarily have to be from swimming. It could be a sibling. It could be an aunt or uncle. It could be a neighbor. Certainly you like to have your coach also be your friend, feel like your coach sees you and likes you. And
mentoring
to be a champion, it's a very complicated formula, I think, and it's different for everybody, and that's what makes it so challenging as a coach. Is what worked for me doesn't necessarily work for others.
Sure, we're going to take a break. When we come back, let's start at the beginning and how you got into swimming.
A little bit about yourself, Matt.
Yeah, because it's like you said. I mean, this can be also a lonely sport.
I'll tell you about the first race when my suit came off.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by, can't wait to hear that one. Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full service jewelry store in Reading. It is, has the only watch repairman, the only stone cutters, jewelry designers. You can go down and design your own piece of jewelry and they'll build it for you. Great selections of jewelry at very fair prices. Linda's kind of, she cave as she goes down to Four Winds Jewelry. Never think of buying jewelry anywhere else than Four Winds Jewelry. Been in the business 30 years, have won best in the North State for the last 3 years, and there's a reason for it. They're good. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back with Matt Fionde.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on. Black Bear Diner.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Let's face it, Gavin Newsom and Sacramento took our money. And worse, Reading City Council wasted it. They spend billions on projects that don't help us. Meanwhile, our roads are crumbling, fire response times are too slow, taxpayers pay the price. It's time for us to take back local control. Measure A keeps every dime right here where we can watch it. Not one penny goes to Gavin Newsom, and city politicians can't mess it up. Here's what Measure A does for us. Builds Fire Station 9, helping to lower our home insurance costs. Fixes our local roads, saving drivers up to $2,000 a year on gas and repairs. If we don't pass it, we risk losing 3 fire stations. Roads will crumble and 911 calls can go unanswered. But by voting yes, we get a Citizens Oversight Committee independent from City Council, mandatory annual audits, and a ban on moving money without a vote of the people. This protects us from the politicians' wasteful ways. Measure A, endorsed by local taxpayers, homeowners, and business leaders. Let's take control back. Vote yes on Measure A. Paid for by Citizens for a Better Reading. Yes on Measure A.
Ready for a little magic and a lot of laughs? Shasta College Theater invites you into the enchanted forest for a Midsummer Night's Dream. Mischievous fairies, love-struck teens, and even a would-be actor turned into a donkey. Shakespeare's funniest comedy has it all.
Join us October 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th at 7 p.m. with matinees October 12th and 19th at 2 p.m. Tickets are just $15 general, $10 seniors, and $5 for students.
A Midsummer Night's Dream at Shasta College.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering, There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of
Round
Casey.
Two.
Hey, by the way, Pet Resort. We've taken Buford there, and he loves it. He doesn't even look back. He just runs in and jumps in.
That's right.
It's a good place. Hey, 8:19 in the morning, and we are here with Shasta College and Matt Biondi.
You got it.
Yeah.
As opposed to whatever I said last time.
Our new swim coach.
Out at Shasta College. Of course, Olympic champion, competed in the 1984, 1988, and 1992 games. Matt, this is a tough sport. The amount of work you have to do, the long hours in the pool, and it's kind of at times probably a lonely sport. How did you ever get started in swimming?
I could thank my older sister, Anne Marie. She and her friend Paula Sorensen from our neighborhood wanted to swim one summer.
And this is your neighborhood where?
In Moraga, California.
Okay.
So the East Bay, San Francisco,
okay.
East Bay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Also very hot there in the summer, too. And so I was, I think, four, and I was in tow with my mom going to practice with my sister. And so the next year when I was five, I thought that was a pretty neat way to stay the summer, so I joined up with the team. I got my blue badge, and then I got my red badge, and then I was ready for the competitive team. And I like to tell this story because the first race, I was so nervous about swimming and being in the competition and the starter's gun, and was I going to win or was I going to lose? And I apparently forgot to tie my suit, so when I dove in, my suit went straight down below my knees.
Oh, boy.
But I was so serious about competing that I didn't stop to pull my suit up. I would take four or five strokes and then try to grab it a little bit and pull it up a bit and then take four or five more strokes. And I did get dead last in my first race. But I do remember some fathers had given me a standing ovation
for
being tenacious in my
wow.
competitive spirit while I mooned the whole crowd. But the reason why this story is so important is because a meet came along towards the end of the summer called the Meadow Mini Meet. And it was unique because it was only for 8 and unders. And instead of competing by age group, as many sports have, 6 and under, 7 and 8, it was just for the 5-year-olds. Then just the 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, and 8-year-olds. And if you were 9, you were too old. And I distinctly remember going to the meet with an extra set of confidence because all summer I was competing against 6-year-olds, and so 1 year is a lot when you're 5. And I set a record that day, and it lasted for 25 years.
Wow.
It was 16-9 and a 25-3 for a 5-year-old. And think about those two moments, literally back-to-back. And I like to tell that story because so many kids today think that failure or some sense of disappointment, they didn't reach their goal, is a sign that they're not on track. It's a sign that they're doing the wrong thing. And I contend it's just the opposite. It's a sign that you're pursuing something worthwhile, right? It's an acquired skill. There's improving levels of it. And so, of course, you're going to fail. And you need to go through that. So the persistence is what makes the champions.
You know, in the military, and one of the leadership traits I valued the most was tenacity. You may not be the fastest, you may not be the strongest, but if you didn't quit and you just kept at it, I always admired that. And kind of what you're saying here, that you just keep trying and, you know, you can achieve, you can become the very best.
Yeah, I would like the opportunity to bring up how fortunate I was, as I think all of us in this room, to grow up without cell phones. I mean, yeah. We learned to play outside. We got poison oak. We rode our bikes. We skinned our knees. We were active and alive with our friends and out in the environment. And what young kids are exposed to today through social media is that ultimate instant gratification. And you're also looking at other people's lives that are mostly made up, right? They take 10 pictures, but you're only seeing one of them. And so you get this false impression that everybody's living a vacation. Everybody's succeeding at what they're doing. But the truth is, if you really want to succeed at something, you've got to fail multiple times.
This, you know, we're in NFL season, and so I do like to watch some of the rookies that are coming up and talk about how many times they were told no or how many times they had to fail. And I love the story about, and also I talk about this with music or anything. You don't go out and all of a sudden you're a star on stage. You know, you have to take years and years and years to perfect that. So I'm curious because also you have a master's degree in education and you taught math. And earlier you were talking about the physics of what it is with length and width. So in your teaching, not only in the pool, how much math do you bring in, and do you, that's one question. The second question was, would you feel like in your swimming, do you get people turned on to maybe want to know more about math? Since that's an expert, you're an expert.
Well, the second question is easy, because usually no.
Okay, well.
I can think of, open house with the parents in attendance, and I would tease them by saying, okay, you all know the only even prime number, and I can just see the fear in their eyes as if I was going to call on them. So it brings back all that early morning algebra one. I do like to have my athletes aware of their intervals. So that's really important for training, and for novice swimmers, they tend to just follow the person in front of them. And when the person in front of them stops, they stop. When the person in front of them goes, they go. And it's sort of a mind-numbing way to exercise. And rather, I would like to put my swimmers on different intervals to know what number they've done, how many are left in the set. And, you know, even intervals like 125, where it's not on the minute or on the minute and a half, where they have to be thinking. And it just creates for an athlete who's more aware of what's going on while they're in the pool and training, rather than just slugging along and, you know, being a sheep. I tell them, don't be a sheep. You know, be a thinker.
Well, you went on, you went to school at, let me see, in college, you went to University of California, Berkeley.
Go Bears.
And then went on from there. But you were also a water polo player.
Okay.
And water polo seems to be a pretty aggressive sport. Is that the right word?
Control.
Water polo, I would describe it as a combination of soccer and wrestling. So the ball moves and the goal's kind of like soccer. But ultimately, when you get down near the net, there's a lot of wrestling for position. And as long as you don't whack them in the head, you can pretty much anything.
Oh, you see it, and then now they've got the cameras below the surface.
Yeah.
There is some fierce fighting going on there. And besides being an Olympic medalist, you're All-American college water polo team for four times.
That's actually one of my athletic accomplishments that I think I'm most proud of. I grew up loving balls. I loved basketball. I did play in high school, but I got really frustrated. I was 6'1" and weighed 132 pounds when I got my driver's license at 16. And because basketball is a physical game, I just couldn't play anywhere in the paint. I won the free throw contest in middle school. I made 19 out of 20 free throws. But once we got to the defense, I just got pushed around. But when I found out about water polo and my swimming background, the two were just a perfect marriage. And in fact, I never swam year round ever. If I wasn't swimming, I was playing water polo. And one of the reasons I went to Berkeley was because both coaches thought I had potential to play at the varsity level in D1 water polo. And it was such a benefit because my mind stayed fresh. But boy, was I getting in good shape going up and down the pool chasing the ball.
I imagine.
Intense.
You're here at Shasta College. I mean, you have got so many things in your background. You've been so successful in so many things, including beginning the Masters Classic for swimmers. We're going to take a break. And when you come back, tell us how you came up here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Yes Cypress Square Barbershop. My barbershop of choice, been going there since 2007. It founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967. I've never had a bad haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. And have I can make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. Works on my schedule. Roll in, get a haircut, roll out, or just hang around as I do sometimes. Not a hair salon. This is a barbershop, the old timey barbershop that shaves around your ears and your neck. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with Matt Biondi.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, call 530-238-2383.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR, the Shasta Live Show. Your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6.05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 13th of October, 8:33 in the morning, about 50 degrees out there, going to a whopping 55 today, and we're looking for rain. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Do we have any swimming music? I don't know. Here you go.
Don't even.
Alex, find some swimming music for our outro.
I can think of a couple of things,
We're here with Shasta College and Matt Biondi, Olympic gold medalist, competed in three different Olympics. I mean, I could go on and on, but we won't have so much time left. So how did you get from, I believe you're down in the Bay Area, somewhere around there. How'd you get up here to Shasta College, man?
Well, I guess good luck, bad luck. My experience with U.S. swimming didn't end well. I had disagreements about the role that elite athletes should play, the role models. I thought that they should be better supported than they were back in the late 80s and early 90s. And I do kind of draw a certain sense of satisfaction thinking about how money has changed in 30 years. And not only are the world record hold swimmers getting paid, but now our college swimmers are also getting paid.
Everybody's getting paid. So, what is it called? NIH or something like that?
NIL, name, NIL, image, and likeness. Yeah. And the other world's countries have gotten the drop on us because they've kept their best athletes in the sport. And the paradigm that you, once you graduate from college in your early 20s, that you're too old to swim has been completely shattered. And I finished my last race, and I really just wanted to leave swimming behind. And that was in 1992, and that was why I went back to school and got my master's degree. One of the things that I enjoyed the most about swimming was working with young people. My younger brother, Michael, was a Spanish teacher at that time, and I was kind of living vicariously through him. So I spent the next 18 years in the classroom teaching mostly math, but also history, and every now and again, helping out with PE and the lunch line and driving the school bus. So small school, we kind of had to do it all. And so why back at Shasta College? My teaching career, cut out kind of right before COVID hit, which was, good luck on my part. And I just felt like there was such, unfinished business in swimming that I had more to give. And I looked for positions that were open. The Reading swim team, the Ducks, haven't had an opening along with Shasta College. It's kind of a package deal because of the fine facility that's there. And we certainly can accommodate all the swimmers. And then I've been vacationing at Lake Almanor for almost 30 years as a school teacher in Hawaii. We get up to 11 weeks off. And so being from the Bay Area, I'd fly back with the family and visit my family and then park it at Almanor. So being here 2 hours away, I pulled the trigger, and I think it was one of the best decisions I've made.
Oh, that's fantastic. Tell us a little bit about Hawaii. How did you go from Berkeley? When you went and you got your degree, did you go right to Hawaii and the Big Island, or let's hear a little bit about that jump?
Yeah, my ex-wife grew up there, and she wanted to raise the kids in Hawaii. She's actually from Oahu, which For Hawaii, that's the big city with all the congestion. And I didn't think that I would be happy there. So we compromised and we went to the Big Island. And there was a job there in a cute little red schoolhouse called Parker School. And I interviewed for a history position, which was my master's was in teaching history. And the headmaster had already given the job away. But when he saw my application, he's a big Olympic fan. And so he had me come out for an interview just to meet me. And so I said, "Piper, come on now, that's not fair." He says, "Well, I'm gonna give you a shot at teaching math." So for literally the first year and a half, I was just one day ahead of my students.
Well, wow. One day ahead of your students.
Yeah.
What am I teaching today?
What do you envision? I mean, you've got all the experience in the world, both in the pool and in teaching. And the mentoring from the school. What do you envision here at Shasta College and the Ducks?
Well, I'd like to build the program to be worthy of the facility. We have 17 lanes, and we've got deep water. We've got low boards and high boards, a nice deck space to hold meets. But the team has dwindled in the past. I think some of the brochures I've seen have had 20-plus kids, and when I took it over this August, there were six. So we need bodies. We need to create a community around the Shasta swim team where, yeah, they're swimming for conditioning. Yeah, they're swimming for best times. But they're also looking forward to seeing each other and to be an athletic coach. Part of it are the X's and O's showing up on time. But another big aspect is having the kids like each other.
The community.
Yeah, around the sport.
Right.
So there's the need for social events and, you know, some downtime, some jokes, playing games once in a while. That's all a very important part. And to be perfectly honest, it's something I'm not as good at. I'm better at making workouts and getting kids to train hard and swim fast.
Right.
And the cheerleader part is a little harder for me.
But there's something to
don't sell yourself short.
There's something to be said about, you know, physically, you know, when you can get in the zone and you're physically, you know, following a program and you're fit and you actually can meet goals. Those are like some of the most rewarding times in your life. And know that you can have a mentor that help you set the next goal. But have fun doing it, but not, you know, like it's nice. Kids need to feel like they need to be held responsible. They need to have like here are the rules, and we're going to not go outside those lines of the rules. And I think discipline is something that that people are longing for that don't have a lot of, that would have been something that we had more of in the past.
Well, thank you for bringing that up. As a school teacher in the classroom for 18 years and ending up doing some substitute teaching in L.A. in the public school district, I definitely feel like the attitude in the classroom has changed and the power has slid from teachers and administrators to students and parents.
Right.
When I got in trouble at school, my mom would listen to what the teacher had said, what the principal had said, and I had to own up. And in some cases, when we got back home, I had a different version of the story. And one of my favorite stories about my brother, bless his heart, is he got into a beef with Mrs. Lutzko. And he sat in the principal's office, and my mom just made my brother listen. And when they got home, my brother had a very different side of the story. Well, he had to write a note of apology to Mrs. Lutzko. And it started off, "Dear Mrs. Lutzko, you are so, 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 so stupid." And then it went on. And my mom said, okay, and gave it to Mrs. Lutzko because she was supporting my brother for what he thought was right, but never in the office. My mom never took our side with authority. And I think I appreciate that.
That really had an impact on you. How old were you when that letter went out?
Probably I was maybe sixth grade, so Mike would have been in fourth grade, maybe third grade.
Okay, so what happened after Mrs. Ludlow
read the letter?
You are the stupid, 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 or whatever it was. What happened then? Was your brother like, okay, you're no longer sitting in the front of the class, or now you're no longer sitting in the back of the class?
Well, he ended up in the superintendent's office in Livermore in charge of curriculum and a $25 million budget. So,
well, I guess it turned out okay.
Mrs. Lutzko did something right.
What advice would you give anyone listening, especially those who might be considering attending Shasta College at any point in their life? You know, age really matter? Like, at what point could you still be in your late 20s or middle 20s?
Absolutely. The light can turn on at any time. I would like to recommend, in a general rule, that young kids diversify in all things, not just sports, but in music and art, hiking, just to have as many different experiences as you can. And maybe 13, 14, somewhere around there, you don't want to be the jack of all trades and a master of none. So at some point, I think you begin to specialize. But I'm also aware of how fortunate I was, because swimming was always a constant in my life. Like, I never doubted that I wouldn't swim in the next meet or go to the next practice. But all these other experiences kind of came and left. So what I would recommend first and foremost is turn your phone off by 9 p.m. Leave your phone somewhere where you're not near it in the bedroom. I'm really an advocate that the phones are taking away one's focus and ability to motivate to another level. And then the next thing is, unfortunately, you got to find out what that one thing is that floats your boat. You know, and it's not watching YouTube videos and down in a quart of ice cream. It's a discipline that has an increasing level of skills and complexity. And there's so many wonderful things out there. And I know it's hard for kids to pick something, but that's really what's going to make them successful, is get a good night's rest and find a discipline that really you look forward to doing. Maybe not all the time, but there's enough in there that keeps you coming back.
You know, I so much agree with you. And, you know, we were fortunate when we came up. No cell phones, no YouTube, no computers like that. Okay, now I'm older than you, but it was the same type of thing. And today, you know, we've got really high numbers when it comes to diabetes, and they're 12 years old, 12 and 13 years old. Putting away those electronics and getting your kids into a sport. It could be any sport. But swimming is one that teaches so many different things. Discipline, pride in
camaraderie.
Camaraderie and achieving things that you may never be an Olympic champion.
Highest GPA on all college campuses comes from the swim team.
Wow.
Right? Oh, definitely.
Okay,
and I think it's because swimmers spend a lot of time thinking, right? You're in the water,
yeah,
and you're not distracted by conversations and other stimuli.
I would imagine long-distance runners are up there someplace, too, because you're running. You've got a lot of time to think about everything.
Well, we do have to take a break. When we come back, we have Matt Biondi, who's the Shasta College coach, brand new, coming in with the new swimming program. We can't wait to hear more about it. And when we come back, we're going to hear about Matt's experiencing what it was like to be in Hawaii with the Whale Research Foundation and swimming with the dolphins and the whales. Boy, can't wait to hear about that. After this break here on KCNR, we'll be right back after these messages.
This summer I went swimming. This summer I might have drowned. But I held my breath and I kicked my feet and I moved my arms around.
Get ready for Grange After Hours, presented by Georgia Boot. Join us October 18th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Reading Grange Co-op for an evening of exciting deals and prizes. Spend $100 and get a $20 gift card. Spend $200, get a $50 gift card. Or go big and spend $500 and get a $150 gift card. Plus, the first 50 customers will receive swag bags filled with goodies. Don't miss your chance to win amazing raffle prizes, too. Remember, this exclusive event at the Reading Grange Co-op stores at 55 Lake Boulevard, October 18th from 6:30 to 8. We'll see you there.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott tomorrow. Turtle Bay is going to roll in here, and then Shasta Regional Medical Center will join us. But today we have Matt Biondi, who is the Olympic champion, of course. Three different Olympics. Water polo, I can just go on and on, but we don't have enough time. But now he's the swim coach, and we're very fortunate that he wanted to change in his life. And he's come up here to the North State, and he's a swim coach for Shasta College, swim and dive coach, but also for the Ducks, our local team here, with an incredible facility you were talking about. But when you were in Hawaii, you had an opportunity to work with the whales and swim with whales and dolphins.
The Research Foundation. Tell us about that. Share, please.
I met a little gremlin. I say that because he was about half my height. And he came up to me once at a swim meet. And he started talking about how my speed was totally insignificant compared to dolphins. And I put my publicity going into the Olympics with cause. And I remember one of the swimmers, Steve Lundquist, had his up close and personal in a bar, and he was a very social guy, and he was drinking beer, and it looked great. But I wanted to do something, I think a little more meaningful that kids could take away. And so this little gremlin, Albert, took me to swim with dolphins out in the Bahamas. And so when it came time for NBC to do the up close and personal about, who I was and what was interesting about me, I was able to show some footage of me swimming in the ocean with spotted dolphins out in the Bahamas. And then that led to a number of environmental speeches and organizations like Save the Bay. And then I got hooked up with the Hawaii Whale Research Foundation and was running a video camera off the back of the research boat. Dr. Selden was particularly interested in active groups. So if you've been to Maui, you've probably seen the spouts. That's where the humpbacks come from Alaska to the breeding and birthing grounds in the warm waters of Hawaii. And he was interested in the mating interaction between the males and females, which is, they call it active group because they're moving and they're moving fast. So we would fall off the back of the boat and roll the cameras and try to get a picture of what was going on underneath the water. They say that the whales are gentle giants, which is nice that they're that way with humans and with boats. But with each other, they are not gentle. You can hear them smashing into each other and do what's called a peduncle throw, where they slide their tails sideways and smash into a competing male to try to rub them off.
Oh, this would be very much like underwater, like when you think about the guys, the elk or deer, when they're locking horns, and it's brutal.
That's it. Survival of the fittest. So the strongest one get to...
And you could hear that, but did you feel the vibration?
With the dolphins, when they echolocate, you can feel it in your ribs.
Oh.
Your fins tend to pick up the acoustic sound, and so your feet will vibrate.
Mm.
They are very powerful in the water. I've been in a wash before where I was above a whale that came up underneath me, and I think it didn't really see me, so it had a really strong kick. And the kick just made me like in a wave, like getting in the washing machine. I probably did three or four somersaults just because of the force from the whale's tail. And it's a little bit scary because at that point you don't know which way is up,
right,
which way is down.
Right.
Yeah.
So you just try to follow the bubbles because they always go the same way. You
always look for bubbles.
Yep. How beautiful.
It always can take you out.
Did you feel like you could communicate where they were communicating, of course, but did you feel some sort of communication while you were in that moment?
Certainly not in the type of communication that we think of, but I did have a very unique experience where a calf that was probably a month or a month and a half old took an interest in me. They call it a mugging. And I was in the water, and the calf just kept coming up. And so I put my hands out, and it was pushing me through the water. I had both hands on its rostrum. And then it came up underneath me and literally lifted me out of the water. So I'm on the belly of this whale. And it's what it wanted to play, right? Mm. It wanted to touch me and have me around. And so I guess that's a form of communication.
And it's called mugging?
Mugging. If you go on a whale.
A good mugging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you go on a whale watching cruise, a very fortunate group of passengers will have a long experience with a whale where the whale will just stay with the boat. It'll just go underneath and blow and maybe sound or breach. Put on a show for them.
You'll see them come up sometimes, and people can actually touch the whales. And it's incredible. I've never done that.
They turn on their side and look at you.
Yeah.
Those would be the gray whales in Baja, and they're a little bit more docile.
Uh-huh.
The humpbacks and the fin whales and the blue whales, those are really hard to get a hold of.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Matt, we're here with Matt Beyondeep, who's the swim coach and dive coach out at Shasta College and for the Ducks, our local team. People now are hearing this in your stories here. They want to come. They want more information. How would they do that?
Well, the website is a good resource for initial contact. I've had a few swimmers, not many, but a few that have shown some interest, and so we can get that application process started. There's a code for it. Go through the athletic department and also set you up with a counselor. So you get an appointment to see how you would best fit into the Shasta College community.
You know, I never asked this before. We have the Ducks, but are there high school swim teams?
There are, and they're in season right now.
Okay, so we do have high school swim
ending,
teams.
It's ending at the end of October, and I think the final meet is November 1st.
Do you scout?
I've been to one of the high school meets.
All right.
And so it's coming down to the end, the championship, so those are good ones for me to be around. And to be honest, I need to be a little more pushy. I need to get out there and introduce myself and to coaches and to the swimmers to try to be a little more aggressive with recruiting. It's not my nature. So I think all of us, we're all trying to get better every day, and I'm always thinking about what I can do to be a better coach, a more successful coach. I will say for anybody that's out there interested, I can offer a coaching experience that a lot of coaches can't. And very simply that, you know, I started out as a rookie and I ended up in the Hall of Fame. And there's an emotional component that goes with that that's just as important, if not more important, than the technical aspects of swimming. Because the technical part, you may continue to swim or not, but the emotional piece you'll keep for the rest of your life. And it doesn't matter what you do. You'll be a better person because of it.
Oh, no. You've got the ability from your experience to pass on something that 99% of the swimmers out there will never have. The ability for somebody to say, this is what it was like in the bigs, to be in the Olympics, and this is what it takes. And there are people out there that, absolutely, they don't know it yet, but it's there.
Yeah.
And you're going to be the one that can bring that out.
Well, what I like to think that I offer is I know what it looks like, and I also know what it feels like. Not everybody knows what that feels like to get up on the podium when they announce you as Olympic champion in the men's 100-meter freestyle.
Okay, let's ask. When you stood up there the first time, do you remember that?
The first time I was on a relay, that was in 84, and I remember looking around like this was a movie, and at any point someone was going to give me the gaff and pull me off the stage like, hey, you don't belong here, get out of here. And then 88 was the high water mark, and that was where, you know, there were a few competitors who I thought could beat me, but there were not many. Not to say that I didn't get beat by others, but I had a mastery of my events and a level of confidence that was surpassed. And so when they did announce me as first place, I felt like I belonged.
Oh, that's
great. And standing up there and getting that up, that's something that the vast majority will never know that feeling is. And
but they could if they come and take classes under Matt Biondi. There is a possibility you could be in the future Olympics under great leadership.
There you go. Okay, Matt, thanks so much for being
pleasure.
With us.
Thank
and
you for having
Peter,
me.
As usual, you hit it out of the park again, buddy.
Thank you. Whitney.
I didn't think you'd ever get better than horticulture.
Thank you for the very enlightening morning.
It has been. And if you're interested about swimming, swim under the best, and just go to the Shasta College website and start right there. That's shasta.college.edu.
Correct.
There you go. All right, everybody, have a great day. It's going to be raining, it's going to be cold, but it's still going to be a great day in the North State. Tomorrow, Turtle Bay and Shasta Regional Medical Center. God bless America.
Okay. News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.